Hey everybody, I'm Julia.
I'm Miranda.
And we're here to do one thing.
Put the pee in raspberry. And just like the pee in raspberry,
everything we're about to say is completely pointless.
Every week, Julia and I will give our unwanted opinions on all things pop culture.
Because what the world needs now, more than ever, is another flamboyantly beguiling duo with a podcast that contributes absolutely nothing to society. Enjoy!
And you know what?
Hello, my beautiful earth dumplings. I'm here today. And as always, my name's Julia, here with
Miranda.
And we're serving up another piping hot episode of The Pee in a Raspberry. Now, on today's episode, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to offer advice. Now, I know the audience has been waiting for this one. You really must have thought in your heads, what would Julia Miranda tell me? What would they have to say about my way of living? However, here's the deal, guys. We only care about celebrities. We're shallow. We're girls. We're stupid.
It's true.
We're bimbos, as they say in the industry.
Listen.
And therefore,
you say you want advice from us, but it's not like we have our lives together. I know it seems like it.
Exactly.
With this extremely successful podcast that we're doing, but we don't feel qualified to give advice to normal people, whereas celebrities could use some advice from normal people.
It's only right for us to give advice to people who don't have souls, because that way there's not much on the line. A lot of times there is this sort of belief that celebrities are not real humans. And I feel like we've tried to stick to that in today's episode a little bit with that belief. So without further ado, I would like to explain my causation for this episodic feature thrill that you're about to embark on. Basically, guys, there's one celebrity that's been really getting to me lately about something very niche, something very unexpected. I'm not sure you're really going to anticipate that this is the road I'm about to travel down. However, we must go on. And this celebrity is Kendall Marie Antoinette Jenner. And basically, Miss Kenny J has launched her own tequila. Now, I understand I'm underage. I am 19, which is basically the new 21. But I will say here in this moment, I'm a tequila woman. When I tell you, something comes alive in me with just the mention of the word. It really is like...
That makes a lot of sense.
Right? It's like a salvation nation for me. I'm a tequila mistress. And we have a great relationship. But when Kendall announced she was launching a drink called 818, which I believe is a zip code, I wouldn't know. I'm very far from her place of residence. However, my roommate and I were so excited, guys. Like, we were like, finally, because, you know, I hate to say it, but nowadays being like an A-list celebrity, I don't know if Kendall's A-list. I guess so. I'll have to do the math on that one later. But being a bigger celebrity nowadays, it's like not enough to like do one thing, especially if that one thing is a very like old profession. Like, obviously, models have been a thing for a very, very, very long time. And she is definitely one of those celebrities who runs her social media on this belief that like the less I explain things, the less I post, the less I seem to care, the cooler I become. And it's tired. It's outdated. Jacob B. Lordi does the same. And we all know he runs the gates of hell. So with 818, they launched an Instagram as well. It was a whole thing. I obviously expected their company, Instagram and stuff, to be popping off, to be buzzing, because this was the talk of the town. Of course, she's the perfect fan base. If you think about it, a lot of her fans are like, you know, like my age to like 25. It's like young girls that want to be like her. She's the blueprint for so many people nowadays. And their Instagram, I understand why maybe she wouldn't be going crazy about it on her Instagram. Whatever, you're not Ariana Grande, you're not posting those 3-hour-long stories. We get it, Kendall. But 818's Instagram is like radio silence. Like, they actually, all her Instagram does, or all their Instagram does, is like repost if someone just like tags them in a story. Once a week, there's like 2 stories from them, and it's not even content from them. And there's been no teasing of a release date. There's been no anything, which doesn't really make sense because she's said that this tequila has been like 5 years in the making. So it's like, obviously for those five years, you decided you weren't ready. So now, though, why'd you announce it if you're still not ready? Like, what's going on here? Because in order to run a brand Instagram, you cannot take that same approach of like, I'm cool, we don't care, we only post once in a blue moon, because hashtag, that's how people no longer stay invested. So the moral of the story is, Kendall, my biggest advice to you on planet Earth is to hire me to be part of your PR team beyond immediately. Like, hire me last week, Kendall. This is so confusing. She has an opportunity to do something amazing. Let's look at Kylie Cosmetics. I don't care how you feel about Kylie. She is a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Her cosmetics line is insane. The brands that she has built, and it's actually funny because I always read online that she has actually a bunch of other things trademarked in her name that, like, is really, like, hush. Like, I'm pretty sure she literally has, like, Kylie Kids trademarked, like, crazy stuff. Kylie, like, Jet, like, crazy stuff that, like, we'll probably never – exactly. We'll probably never even see from her, but, like, her team just knows how to run business and they know that's how you stay ahead of things, like, whatever. And Kylie's company has been able to be so successful because their social media is a huge part of it. And they know how to – what is going on with this tequila?
I feel like
this is, like, hurting my throat.
This isn't really what I expected you to say, but it makes sense. And I have a lot of things to say because, first of all, the thing about the 818 Instagram not posting anything reminds me – I feel like it's sort of like they're trying to be like Beyonce. Remember when Beyonce released her album with no promo, no anything? It just, like, came out and everybody was like, oh, my God. And it did so well and everything. I feel like that's since then people really try to do that. And it's just like nobody is on the level that Beyonce is, obviously. And tequila is not the same as an album. Like, there's so many factors that do not line up.
It's different because Beyonce didn't go, oh my God, guys, I have a new album coming out. And then didn't specify the date. Like, she just straight up dropped it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's a combination of that and also how Beyonce is on her Instagram. Like, she posts. And she'll post, like, multiple things at once, but it's, like, you know, no captions. And then she's gone for a while. I feel like that's sort of...
Right, but, like, also the thing about Beyonce, and one of the reasons why her album was such a big deal, was because Beyonce is one of those names. There have been reports that literally claim Beyonce is as known as Jesus, and I'm not trying to be funny right now. You can look it up. She is one of those names where people will forever be on Google refreshing her name, like, mm-hmm. for a fact, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, every second of every day, someone is literally looking up her name. That's not an exaggeration. Kendall Jenner is not that. Unless you're, like, a Kendall Jenner stan, there's not this worldwide, oh my God, what is Kendall Jenner up to right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, exactly.
And also, she's trying to separate – the tequila is going to be an alcohol that supposedly is supposed to be, like, just, you know, a normal alcohol. Just, like, I actually got Travis Scott seltzers the other day. Like, that's, like, an alcohol that you can buy in stores. So it's not – I mean, although it is Travis Scott – you're also, you know, your grandmother could go to the store and be like, okay, great, seltzers. I don't know what this is. So that's the problem too. It's like with Beyonce, it's obviously her name. It's attached to it. It's her album. If Kendall's trying to create this separation, because it's not called Kendall Jenner Tequila. It's called 818. Mm-hmm. Promote it correct. Like, yeah. You can't run it the you way that you're running an Instagram that's just thing. Selfies of you. Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, look at Kylie Cosmetics. Like, of course, it's still her aesthetic, mm-hmm. but they're running it in a business way. It's not run the same way that Kylie just posts selfies. You need a separation here, and it makes me mad because my major or my, like, my school within my college that I study in requires me to take so many classes on, like, advertising and PR and promotion and all. I literally have been through, like, hours and hours and hours of talking about, like, product placement and just whatever, and it makes me so mad because I want to, like, shake Kendall Jenner and be like, what are you doing? Like, she can literally, like, grow her name in, like, 5 minutes just by, like, taking a slightly different approach. And it's literally, guys, this has had me so enraged lately that I actually was like, no, Miranda, we need to do an episode on giving celebrities advice so I can yell at Kendall Jenner. Like, do you understand how, like, I need her to employ me. And at this point, Kendall, I will do it for free because the profits we will make off it will serve me well in the future. I'm tired.
I wish I'm you guys literally could see so Julia. Tired. She's literally expressing so strongly with her hands.
My biceps right now, guys, are flexing and progressing, and my veins are a popping because I've had it officially. Do you know what that's from?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, I also just wonder, what is it with the sort of entrepreneurization of celebrities? Like, you know, you're talking about Kylie, and I agree, she's done a great job. You know, she's obviously also known as a businesswoman and all of this. But also, it's like, is it necessary? Do we need celebrities to do this? If you're going to do it right. Kendall Jenner's not doing it right. And also, before you do it, ask yourself, does the world need this? Because also, why are celebrities suddenly creating alcohols? I would like to... I mean, it sort of makes sense, but also it's like, again, what's the point besides you wanting more money?
No, exactly. And actually, I had a whole conversation. You're 100% right where it's like, do you need to be doing this? I had a whole conversation with my roommate where I said, first of all, Kendall Jenner is 25. So she's apparently been working on this since before she could legally drink. All right. But I was talking to my roommate about this where I was like, Kendall really fumbled the bag because if she wanted to become an entrepreneur, she, out of all her sisters, was the one who was set. Like, she should be the one having her own cosmetics company. Mm-hmm. She is literally a supermodel.
Yeah.
Like, do you understand how bad she fumbled the bag that she let her sister, who literally was known as the one who, like, did nothing and is the youngest, be the one to create an insane, amazing makeup line? Like, Kendall literally had a collab with Balmain for the for Paris Fashion Week, where they did all the models' makeups in the Balmain show that's humongous in her palette, in her Kylie Cosmetics palette. Kendall, like, why was Kendall not the makeup one?
Yeah.
Because it's crazy, because I was saying, nobody associates Kendall Jenner with alcohol. Nobody.
Exactly.
In fact, even if you are a fan of the show, she actually is always the sister of being like, guys, I don't want to party and get crazy. Like, she's actually a lot more.
That makes,
like,
even less sense.
That's why it's like, once again, like, for example, Kylie and Stassi are always on her Instagram, like, drinking, yeah, and being like, like, tequila tonight. Like, I even associate her, like, me and my roommate were like, maybe Kylie and Kendall, like, should have done it together or something. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's just, we don't even associate. It's quite, like, she's fumbled the bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upset. I'm really upset.
Julia's genuinely upset.
I think that Kendall just shouldn't do anything. God. I hope that Kendall listens to this and it sends me the 818, like, yeah, in advance.
You get,
and
she's the,
like,
first, wait a minute, like, 818 bottle.
This will pacify you. Yeah. Anyways, let's go on to another celebrity because I'm having, like, a heart problem. I'm like, God, I need like a cold shower. Move on.
Okay, I'm going to switch gears a little. This is actually a duo celebrity couple.
I'm scared.
That I want to discuss because I just feel like it's needed. I'm honestly surprised we haven't talked about them yet on the podcast. I'm talking about Sabrina Carpenter and Joshua Bassett. I don't know, Disney Channel couple, stars, people, whatever. They've been in, you know, the public eye in this 2021 version of the, who was it, Demi, Miley, Nick Jonas love triangle? Is that correct?
What? Literally, when you said that, I thought you were not speaking English first. I literally heard Demi, Waji, Nick. I literally heard some crazy thing. What did you just say? They're in the love triangle?
They're in the 2021 version of, was it Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus, Nick Jonas? Is that correct? Or was it Selena? I literally don't know. Anyway, the point is, they're in a love triangle. You probably all know Olivia.
Selena, definitely. Selena.
Okay, that's what I suspected. Yeah, so they're the 2021 version of the Disney Channel love triangle when we were kids with Selena and everyone. Anyway, the point is, Olivia dropped the song about Joshua Bassett. You know, the internet went crazy. Sabrina Carpenter dropped a response song. But what I actually want to talk about very specifically is Joshua Bassett creating his own merch off of the very brief mention of his name in an SNL skit that was really about Olivia. Because he made a sweatshirt that I think says, it's a quote from the SNL skit, so it says, "My bitch ex Gina is Joshua Bassett," or whatever. Listen, I know I'm taking a really long time to get to the point. I'm honestly frazzled because this boy annoys me to no end. He created merch off of a skit that was about Olivia Rodrigo that she should be happy about and, like, proud of and everything. And now he's going to make money off of it, off of one mention that wasn't even a positive thing about him. Like, dude, nobody asked. Just shut up and move on. What is actually the point of milking this? I don't understand.
Okay, but Miranda, what's the advice?
My advice is for him to stop talking about Olivia in any way, shape, or form. And just stop making everything about him. It's so frustrating. And to Sabrina, I don't know why you're with that boy, girl. I don't know why. And I don't know, that whole situation is too much. Her song, Skin, I'm not going to lie to you, it's a catchy song, but again, was it necessary? My main advice to every celebrity is to please, before you do anything, ask yourself, is this necessary? Is this wanted?
But how much do you think is them versus their team?
Yeah, I do wonder, and when we came up with the idea for this podcast, I think we were talking about, like, a lot of these people need to hire new publicists specifically. I don't know. I suspect that Sabrina's song was maybe a lot of her team. They were probably like, you need to jump on this because you can make a profit, which is true. Joshua, however, maybe it's because he's a man. I don't know. I honestly feel like a larger amount is him specifically and him acting out of his own volition.
Definitely get that vibe as well. No, I agree. For some reason, I see Joshua being a lot more involved in his process because it seems a lot more masculinely charged, if you will, and choose to. But I mean, regardless, I think they need to hire better teams. And I will say my advice to Joshua, though, or my advice to Joshua's team, I don't care about any of these people, to be honest. Like, I don't follow the drama well. My advice to Joshua's team would actually be censor this man. Like, calm him down. He's making himself look very bad. And I think that's the problem, too. It confuses me because I feel like there are some celebrities where their team controls so much of them. And I feel like with One Direction, I actually want to do an episode of One Direction, but I don't know if Miranda's going to be into it. She's frozen right now, so this is all me, babes. But with, like, One Direction's management, for example, I feel like they controlled every single aspect of just their lives and everything they did or didn't do and said and every glance and whatever. But then I feel like there are other celebrities that, you know, their team is just so fine with letting them run amok and they're naked, put in their pee-pees and cups of coffee and just let it happen. It's crazy. I mean, I feel like so many publicists are bad at damage control. And it's actually funny because I once asked someone, I said, what major do you think I am in, like, Newhouse? And he actually guessed PR, which is so funny because I actually, like, took it as a compliment because I was like, actually, yes, maybe if all else fails, I literally should become a manager because it seems to me that nobody understands what makes a person likable. Hello. Mm-hmm. And it's a lie that, like, you need the drama to get to the top. That's a lie because there are ways around that because there could be good drama, girl. And there could be drama that's not this intense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can still have drama that's not this intense. Miranda, when you were gone, Miranda was actually just kicked off the Zoom. Yeah. When you were gone, I was talking about how some celebrities' management, publicists, whatever you want to call it, some are so involved in every single breath they take. And I feel like with One Direction specifically, like, every single glance they took was controlled by somebody else. And then there are people like Joshua, for example, where I think, like, their team is just not as involved as they should be. And they're not censoring them. And they're not, like, and I used the analogy that celebrities run around putting their pee-pees in cups of coffee and their team lets it happen. Because I feel like that's relevant in this topic of discussion. So, yeah.
I'm honestly convinced that Joshua Bassett's all-powerful creepiness just kicked me off the Zoom twice. So, yeah, let's move on because something's happening. He doesn't want me talking bad about him. And now the Zoom is frozen again. So, you know, I'm being haunted. Joshua Bassett, I don't formally apologize because I don't think that you deserve it.
Okay, enough about these teenage poopy diapy people. I would love to move on to someone much cleaner, in my opinion. I don't think she poops her pants, to be honest, but, like, I could ask her if we have extra time at the end. Chrissy Teigen. Hi, Chrissy. She's actually a really big fan of the podcast.
She DMs us Women
of Color, supporting Women of Color. It's a thing. 2021, get with it. And Miss Teigen, I wrote her name down just because I feel like this is definitely somebody that's obviously extremely controversial. Yes, she actually just recently quit Twitter for good, or at least she claimed for good. A lot of people, like, think she's going to make a return, but, I mean, we'll see. It's whatever. I have so many mixed emotions on Chrissy Teigen because I, for one, well, this is an advice episode, so I'm going to give her advice. Because to preface it, I'm all for, like, not pitying rich people. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm all for, like, if a celebrity is, like, going to complain, like, I don't, like, I remember she once tweeted something being like, oh, my God, John and I didn't even realize we bought a bottle of champagne that was, like, $1,300, LOL. Oh, yeah. And after we paid the check, we realized, like, I totally understand why, like, tweeting something like that is, like, I can't defend you, Bebs. Like, this is, like, and I understand she wasn't trying to be any type of way in saying that, but, like, to just be able to make a joke out of the fact that you didn't realize, like, you just paid $1,000. Like, we don't, nobody else has that luxury. That's an extremely abnormal thing. It's a little tone deaf. Like, read the room. I can't defend you in that sense. And I understand she wasn't trying to be that type of way. I totally understand. She's literally just sharing a story about what happened to her. But it's like, maybe that's the type of thing that's better to text in your group chat with, like, other celebrities. But, like, Twitter, Twitter is very much, I feel like, people run instead of celebrity run. Like, Instagram's mm-hmm. very celebrity run.
Yeah, that's so true.
Twitter is not that. Like, all the viral tweets on Twitter are, like, 22-year-olds who live in their basements, and it's amazing. Chrissy's very controversial because a lot of people just like to hate on her. Here's my advice to Chrissy. I think, and I hate, the reason why I find it almost hard to, like, be mean to her is because I honestly feel like if I was a celebrity, I might get in her headspace where I find myself responding back to everybody who doesn't like me, mm-hmm. which is when celebrities, like, get themselves in trouble. And that's why people view her as, like, a bad sport and, like, privileged and bratty, because she's, like, responding back to everyone who has, like, a fraction of her money. And, like, what, it's just, like, weird. But I totally understand why she would. It's like, if literally millions of people are attacking you every day, like, that must affect your mental health. I totally am not downplaying that by any means. But she needs to, like, stop. Like, she, I think there's such like an internal agreement when you agree to be a celebrity. And, like, you need to be ready for what is to come with, like, your title. And especially in the age of social media, like, there are a lot of celebrities. Like, Tom Holland literally half the time does not even have the Twitter app on his phone. There are a lot of celebrities that are like, oh, like, I put, like, for example, Zendaya literally, like, posts on Instagram and, like, logs off. Like, but she's chosen to not, and she's chosen to use Twitter and stuff the way in which we all do, which is fine. Your prerogative. But then, like, I don't know. You need to, like, not respond. I don't know. She always comes on Twitter and she's like, I get it. Every single thing I say, everyone just hates on me. Sorry, I try. But it's like, you need to understand people are not going to side with, like, the rich woman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're just, especially on a platform like Twitter, they're not going to. And it's not even an argument of whether or not that's fair. It's just, this is a fact. I feel for her, especially, like, she had a miscarriage and the way some people responded to it was disgusting. And you should never, ever, 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 ever have any negative thing to say about, I mean, I don't want to go into details, but, like,
yeah,
it was terrible what happened. It literally is a nightmare what happened to her. Like, she had the baby name picked every, it was just, I can't even imagine. I cannot even begin to imagine. And I don't even like kids. But she, I don't know. She should do something. Like, you know what, on Twitter, she should have, like, shut off her replies or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I also think she checks her mentions a lot, where she literally looks up her name and responds to that. Like, no, we can't. Like, we can't be doing that.
Yeah, the thing about celebrities like that is there's a balance between empathizing with someone because they get so much unwarranted hate and also being like, okay, dude, you need to check your privilege and just calm down and back away from the situation. It reminds me of, guys, I honestly can't tell the Kardashians apart. Was it Khloe Kardashian who recently posted about getting hate for her appearance?
Well, yeah, but do you know the full story behind that?
No, I don't think so.
Well, okay, you can say what you're about to say, but just to preface this, what happened was somebody posted, I think it was like a fan page or something, posted a photo of Khloe really, like, up close in a bathing suit. That, like, someone had clearly taken on, like whatever, like, I don't know. And, like, I don't think anyone knows how this photo was, like, obtained or whatever. But a fan page, like, posted. I'm pretty sure it was someone, like, celebrating her. It was, like, a really up-close photo of her, and she was really insecure about it. And what happened was, in that person's, like, DMs, like, her team, and I think Kim as well, actually, weirdly enough, in that person's DM, were like, you need to take it down, blah, blah, blah. Like, lawyers became involved, literally going overdrive to, like, get this one photo removed, which is crazy because obviously you think someone as big as Khloe Kardashian is not going to notice this one photo. But they were so like, no, this photo needs to be taken off the internet forever, no one can ever see this, blah blah blah. I actually personally think she actually looked good in the photo. I mean, she has a great body, whatever. It just obviously does not look in, like, the photo she posted of herself, but, like, it looked good. She's, whatever, the same person. And it was a huge thing, and the word got out about this, and obviously people were like, oh, my God, imagine getting lawyers involved and stuff because there's a photo of you on the internet that you don't like. Mm-hmm. And so she obviously, like, touched upon it being, like, you don't know what it does to a person for years being labeled by the world as, like, the fat sister, the ugly sister. Your dad's not your dad because, like, you don't look like him. You're so ugly, blah, blah, blah. So now, Miranda, please, if you would like to say your piece.
Yes, thank you for the backstory because I didn't know all of that. So it's good to know the context. But I was actually going to say there was a quote tweet of her tweet that I'm sure you saw that was like, you know, I'm totally empathetic to her being insecure and her being the sister who is looked down upon for appearance all these years, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, recognize that your family has so much influence on today's beauty standards. And, you know, that's just something that, like, she should be thinking about additionally. So in relation to Chrissy, it's like, and to all celebrities who are living in such a different world from all of us, it's like, okay, you know, the hate that you're getting unwarranted is really terrible, and I empathize with that. But at the same time, you are so privileged and you still have such a nice life. Like what you were saying, Julia, people aren't on Twitter are not going to just be like, oh yeah, you spent $1,300 or whatever on a bottle of champagne. Like, cool. Like, that's just not going to happen. I don't know what to say to you. And I honestly think it's good that she left Twitter. Like, that's probably way better for her mental health. It's not necessary for her to be on there. I think that all the privileges of being a celebrity makes up for losing your comfort on Twitter, to be honest. So it's just, yes, I totally empathize with the unwarranted hate that these people get. Totally. But it's also like, dude, you are a multimillionaire. I think that you will be okay. You can afford a therapist. Go to therapy. I recommend it. Like, that's what I have to say.
I agree. Yeah, bringing up Chloe was a really good point because I saw this thing because I actually originally saw her post and I was like, okay, because I like always like not like make fun of the Kardashians, but like, I don't know. I'm always like, oh my God. And I actually like reposted like one of the things she said and I was like, okay, I have to admit like it affects my mental health so drastically if like my friends post an unflattering photo of me and my friends have like 800 followers. So I was like, okay, like I will admit like literally having millions and millions and millions and millions of people see a photo of myself where I just feel like completely terrible would literally be like dangerous to like my mental well-being. But then I saw like one of these girls from my high school literally post it, this thing that was like, yes, this is sad. And like no one ever deserves to feel this way. But at the same time, she especially too has directly created this age of like complete Photoshop and then denial of the Photoshop. And like she literally like so many photos of her, like she makes her waist smaller, she makes her thighs bigger, like all these things, her nose is smaller. And I totally understand that, yes, the world has tormented you, but you're the one who has the power to change that. Mm-hmm. Because like we're a bunch of, if we're hating on you, we're a bunch of losers though. Like who are we? No, but it's true. If all of a sudden now the Kardashians are like, yo, embrace your inner beauty. Oh my God, don't use filters. But like, of course you guys have the influence. Of course we're going to listen to you. We're going to be like, oh my God, the Kardashians said this. Yeah. Whereas if I'm like, oh my God, no, the Kardashians are ugly. Okay, who am I? You know what I mean? No one's listening to me, although they should be. Not that I'm saying the Kardashians are ugly. That's just an example. But you know what I mean? Like, that's why it's like, and I did understand that point of view where I was like, I never thought about that in the sense where it's like, of course we feel bad for these people, but I think they need to just like, at that point, if they can't understand it, just like delete it. I think Chrissy was great to delete Twitter. I think she should have done that a while ago, or she really should have just looked into like disabling the comments and stuff. Like, I know. Because you also can do that filter, that feature where only people who like follow you and stuff can respond, you know, or only people mention the tweet or whatever. Like, do that, bubs. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people are like, you should be able to take the criticism. And I agree in some ways. It's like, yeah, celebrities do something wrong. We should be allowed to criticize them. But there's also like, people are so mean on the internet sometimes, and so like you're saying, I understand what that would do to someone's mental health. I don't know, I just feel like it's a weird balance, and social media is weird, and celebrities live in a different world, and that's whatever. Okay, so let me pick someone else. Okay, I would love to move on, not necessarily that we don't like any of the people that we have already mentioned, but someone that we do for sure like is Thomas Stanley Holland. I put him on this list of people I want to give advice to because I just think that he needs a new agent.
My baby boy.
Exactly.
Yes, Miranda put him on the list, Tom. It wasn't me.
You know, I'll take full blame for putting him on this list because I just, the roles that he's booking, I believe are questionable. I don't know what else to say. Like, obviously, Spider-Man, great role, but everything else? Are you okay, Tom? Who has trapped you? Is it the Russo brothers? Like, what's happening?
Oh my god. Dude, you see that new movie? He's...
Yes.
I forget who he's playing, but he looks nothing like the guy either.
He's playing like a literal criminal and terrible person. And obviously I understand he's an actor, he's not his characters, you know. Actors take roles playing terrible people all the time, but it's, I don't want to see him in that role. I'm going to be honest. I don't really care. Cherry, was it necessary? I just have to revert back to my question about everything. Was it necessary?
Also, this new movie he's in is an Apple TV Plus original. It's like, we need to move away from this platform.
Yes. Does Apple TV Plus have a hold on him? Like, what is happening?
Honestly, maybe they do, though.
Yeah, possibly. I wouldn't be that surprised.
I'm going to do the opposite of Miranda right now. I'm actually going to give Tom opposite advice, or no, I'm going to compliment him on advice he took, and that is hiring a new stylist. That was incredible. Mm. Like, if you guys look like Tom Holland, like Spider-Man Homecoming promotion, like this boy looked insane in the brain. Like, he literally had like big baggy old pants, looked like he was pooping his diapers everywhere he went, blazers, ill-fitting white t-shirts, weird. You're still my baby, Tommy. And then he hired a new stylist. Actually, when him and Zendaya started dating and stuff, La Roche started styling Tom a lot because he's Zendaya's stylist, and he literally always styles Zendaya's friends because they're the best duo in the world. And Tom looked so fine. Guys, literally look up Tom Holland, Spider-Man Far From Home premiere, LA. I think it was like June or like July 2nd or something. Or like maybe it was like the end of June. He's wearing this maroon suit and glasses. And when I tell you, I got one word for you, Thomas. Body yaddy 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 yaddy.
No, I agree. I think that is some great advice that he did take. But do you have anything to say about the roles that he's booking?
No.
Okay. Julia's staying silent. I'll respect
it. I do, but like, I can't. Like, we have to give him a break. And like, I don't know. I just think it's a lot more complicated. Like, we can't just be like, get better roles. Like, what? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what if like studios like don't want to work with him? Like, we don't know.
But we don't know about anything that we're talking about. And this is why it's great. I think that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I know that you do. 818 Tequila can be doing a better job if they listen to my mode of delivery. Okay. So yes, I do. I know for a fact. Kendall, I know for a fact.
What I mean to say is that we don't actually know stuff about what's happening behind the scenes with these celebrities specifically. But I don't care. I think that I have the right as an outsider to let him know how he's being perceived and that I think it would do him well.
There's a huge difference between opinions and advice, right? Like, I don't necessarily have advice for Tom, but my opinion, yes, is that he could be doing a lot bigger things because he has this title of Spider-Man, which is a humongous role. He was such like this it boy, and he could be going way up. And instead, I think he's getting like these really random roles that no one outside of his fandom knows about. Like, I literally do not know a single person who knows what Cherry is when I mention it to them, unless they are deliberately a Tom Holland stan. So that's my opinion. I don't have advice for him, but my opinion is Tommy. With like that cute like little like begging eyes emoji, like me.
Okay. Well, we can move on. I still stand that I am allowed to give him advice and that this is valid advice, but whatever. Obviously, I'm a fan of Tom.
I didn't say you weren't, girl. I'm not walking around telling white women, you don't have a right to do this, you don't have a right to do that. You are not oppressed. You can say whatever you want. I did not say you don't have a right. You have a right to do whatever you want. Miranda's actually naked right now, scratching her butt on the camera.
Oh my god. That's her right. Wow. You have no idea what I'm doing. The lag on the Zoom is insanity. So I could be doing
the
anything.
Lag right now, guys. I can't even hear Miranda.
The lag is ridiculous. But we are powering through.
We do it for you guys. Rate us 5 stars. This is like true showmanship.
This is true. The show must go on.
The show must go on. Everybody's got an act. Ann Wheeler, 2018.
Okay. But no, I do just want to clarify, I like Tom. I just, you know, you asked me who I would give advice, and this is what came to mind.
And that's fine. Who is stopping you, Miranda? You
no, I asked just me feel if I had to
this,
clarify.
If you asked me if I wanted to add to the advice, and I said, no, I would not like to add to the advice. Like, I did not stop you, and I know you like Tom.
We're fighting again. Oh, no. This is what happens, everyone.
Not a fight on the timeline. I'm just saying, nobody stopped you. It's your right to say whatever the hell you want. I'm over here ranting about tequila. Like, obviously, you're allowed to talk about Tom's roles.
I know. I just want
my advice for Tom, get back together with Zendaya. Fine. That's my advice for him.
Great advice.
Okay. I would love to mention like a collective group of people, but especially one certain boy who actually just recently joined the SNL cast.
Oh my God.
His name's Timothy Chalamet.
Did you watch the SNL episode?
You know for a fact I did not, Miranda. It is literally Sunday morning. And Miranda's like, did you watch SNL last night? What do you think? No. I went to sleep at 5:30 a.m. last night and woke up at 11.
I'm just curious. You probably saw it online, but it's because I was going to text you last night when I was watching SNL. Like, you're going to love this.
So messed up, guys. Guys, me and my roommate, wait, I wish I could show. I wish the podcast could turn visual for a mere minute because me and my roommate, and I don't know why we did this, but we decided on the back of our door, we have like a hook, like a command hook, if you know the sort. And we got a pack of condoms and it's like a pack of three condoms and each one is, you know, a different like texture for her pleasure. And we put like a hairband through with a little like hole in it and put it hanging on the hook. And then, wait, this is so, I'm trying to paint a picture right now, but it's so confusing. Okay, so you have the condoms hanging on a hook, right? The pack of condoms hanging on a hook. And then we have a note card from our RA that says, my bad, in his handwriting, and then Das Justin, because long story, he like gave it to us a while ago and we love him, so we hung it up. But hanging that note card up is a sticker of us because our friend had like a Polaroid that like turns the photo into stickers. It's a sticker of me and my roommate, but like insanely blurry. Like it doesn't even look like humans. So that's holding up the index card right next to the condoms, right? But then on top of the condoms is a note card that says, you girls stay safe out there, dash T and then a heart. In red Sharpie, in my roommate's handwriting, but that's just a coincidence because Timothy Chalamet gave it to us. And then it is a printed photo of Timothy Chalamet in the dark in a Kid Cudi sweatshirt doing a peace sign, flash photography. And that's hanging up the index card. And then our friend across the hall's basketball hoop that I stole last night. So this back of our door, guys, is so confusing.
The
and
interior
so hectic,
design
and it looks
is
like,
phenomenal.
No, our design skills are genuinely egregiously out of this world. And it's actually so funny because the photo of Timothy that it is looks like he's like our friend. You know what I mean? Because it looks like we like took it. And my roommate's cousin literally sent a photo of this to my roommate's mom because my roommate like put it on her Snap story. My roommate was obviously like, why would you send this to my mom? And her mom was like, who is that boy? Because it looks like he like gave us condoms. Oh my God, I can't. Oh, Timothy, you and your penis make me laugh. Anyways, I digress. I apologize for always getting off topic, guys.
Well, what's the advice you have to give to him?
Yes, listen, okay. So my advice is to him and Zayn Malik, my lover. Lately, me and my roommate have been watching Night Changes every single day, and I don't know why. My dream date would be the ice skating one, but like whatever. My advice, not even necessarily advice, but like once again, I just genuinely think I'd be like a really good manager. Now I'm starting to think maybe I should like throw all my plans out the window and like represent celebrities. I kind of think I'd be really good at it. I just like have this weird like theory that I need to like show face, but like, I don't know. Maybe I could like settle for like manager. I just think, not like I totally appreciate celebrities not overdoing their Instagrams. Because also it should be realistic. Like the last time I posted on Instagram was like, what was my last post on Instagram?
Wasn't it sorority stuff?
Yes, thank you. My last post on Instagram was like a month and a half ago or something. Because that's like life. Like I'm not posting every day, obviously. So I totally appreciate like them doing that and not forcing content. But the content that they do post is very like, not like strange, but like Timothy, I don't know why I think about this all the time, but Timothy literally has a photo on his Instagram of like his like snack drawer and it's like herbs or something. And the focus is on like a bottle of honey. And his caption's like gibberish. Like I don't even know what it is. And of course there's all these like beautiful famous women commenting like, oh my God, Timothy, blah, 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 whatever. And it's just like funny to me because I totally get it. Like, you're weird. You're Timothée Chalamet. You are literally so scary, but I want to make love to you just once. But you could have so much power in posting a selfie here and there, posting an update on your day. I also almost wish, like, there was more promo of, like, his films. Like, I don't know. Like, he once posted a slide of behind-the-scenes photos from Little Women, and it was so amazing. Like, he never does that kind of thing. And they were such great photos we wouldn't have gotten if he hadn't posted that. It was literally, like, him and Meryl Streep in the carriage, like, eating McDonald's fries. Like, that is literally my pornography. Like, I needed that. Like, I'm obsessed with set life. So I just, like, want to run their Instagrams. And not that it should be overproduced. Like, I agree. But, like, I don't know. Just give us, like, boyfriend pics. I don't know. Because a lot of girls, obviously, are a lot more involved with their Instagrams.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Because when you mentioned Zayn, I feel like, and maybe I'm just out of the loop, but he just released an album recently. And I feel like there was not enough promo for that. And I feel like if he was more active on social media, that could have done so much better. And it's disappointing because he's, you know, really talented. And even with Timothée, y'all know I'm not, like, the biggest Timothée fan. It's weird because I can't tell if he's trying to, like, create a sense of mystery around him and he thinks that's cool. Oh, he definitely is. Or if he just, like, doesn't care about posting. I don't know. It's honestly confusing. Guys, I'll, like, say a whole spiel and then it will literally be 45 seconds until Julia hears it. Honestly, Zoom, I don't know what's happening. I'm scared.
Honestly, my advice to a lot of male celebrities would be creating mystery via social media does not equate to having a big schlong. Mm. That's my advice. And that's something that they should all strive to remember. Their eyes are no longer on the prize. Their eyes is on their sex drive. Boom, Dr. Seuss 2021 via Julia K. Peterkins. But seriously, I was thinking about Zayn because, like you said, his album, I actually just started listening to his album, like, literally, like, last week, and I love it. Like, I actually am really into, like, almost every single song, and I wish I, like, knew about it earlier, but I really, like, didn't even, like, know that he had, like, released an album and stuff. I think there's literally, like, two or so posts on his Instagram about it, and, like, I totally understand, once again, you don't want to, like, flood the feed, but it's, like, this is your livelihood. Like, this is how they eat. That's how he makes his money, especially in the age of Corona. There's no tours. There's no nothing, and it's, like, I just wish there was a better promotion. Timothy's trying to create this mystery. I'm not buying it, but I want to buy you. Who said that?
It's actually funny because with Zayn's album, I literally heard about it from Gigi's Instagram.
I just really think I should be running things. I think this podcast episode has helped me discover a lot about myself, and that is that my advice is only useful when I'm in a business setting and the client is within my reach.
Okay, the lag is redonkulous. I don't need to talk about Timothée Chalamet any further. I'm honestly satisfied for this week's episode. I think that was enough. Julia's texting me because the lag is so bad. She can't even hear me right now. If anyone wants to buy me a new phone, because I do the Zoom on my phone for these recordings for reasons I don't want to explain, but my phone is breaking. So, you know, Timothée Chalamet, if you want to pay for a new iPhone, please go ahead.
Timmy, send me money. I just realized the two men in my life are Timmy and Tommy.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
You're like, that's kind of okay. Well, I feel like we've given as much of ourselves as we could give. I'm so into giving advice. You know what? Maybe we should do, guys, vote, like, down below. Email us, comment on our Instagrams, whatever. Let us know if you'd like us to do, like, a special episode where we give, like, real advice to, like, real humans.
I would love to do that.
That have less than, like, $6 trillion in their bank accounts. Let us know if you'd be into that, because I think we're, like, medically and legally warranted to at this point. So we'll look into it, I guess.
Yeah, I honestly feel like, as you said, we gave our all to these celebrities that didn't ask for advice. So if y'all ask for advice, then we really could, you know, hit the nail on the head, solve all your problems. But also don't quote us on that, because if we do it and your life goes down the drain, it's not our fault.
All right, guys. Due to technology sucking my butt, I simply cannot even hear Miranda anymore. So I'm going to end the episode here. Thank you so much for listening to Kendall Jenner, Tom Holland, Timothée Chalamet, Chrissy Teigen, Zayn Malik, Joshua Bassett, and Sabrina Carpenter. We would love to set up a meeting. Let me know when you're free. I have a Zoom account. I'm also a FaceTime kind of gal. I'm not really a Skype queen, but like we'll get there if we need to get there, I guess. It's always about the journey, not the destination. I will be in contact with you all. I love you dearly. Thank you in advance for hiring me as your new PR liaison. I think I have the best chance with like Kendall hiring me, so I'm gonna go with that. Maybe Tom, just because I like kind of weirdly praised him this episode, so love him so much. Love you all so much. To all the celebrities you mentioned, I genuinely love you guys. Joshua and Sabrina, Miranda is like simply like not even on the Zoom anymore, so I'm just gonna speak on behalf of her. I don't know my thoughts on you. I don't really know you guys like at all, to be honest. I'm not really gonna lie and say I love you because I can't. I'm not gonna fake it. I'm not somebody to fake it, girl. I keep it 100. Okay, Kendall, well, leave Kendall out of it. Kendall, I feel like I could be good friends with. I just wouldn't know it until I like really know her in person. So I don't want to like claim anything yet. But Zayn, Timothy, Tommy, you know you're my baby boos. Chrissy, you're like my mother's age, so I don't, you're a nice person. I'm not gonna like say I love you. I feel like that's like a weird like barrier that I'm crossing. Anyways, thank you all for listening so much. Peace, love, and happiness. Email us with any questions, concerns, or diaper changes. And we love you all.
Thank you for listening. Please pray the Zoom is better next week. Yay. I hope this was good.
Or send us money. Bye.
Bye.
Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed another episode of Miranda and I going on about God knows what this time.
If you'd like to hear more of our ramblings, come back every Wednesday for another glimpse into the one small but strong brain cell Julia and I share.
Unless, of course, this is our season finale?
Well, yeah, but we would have specified that before this outro, right?
I want to say yes, but it also seems like something we'd forget, seeing as you've just pinned us as girls with literally half a brain cell each, so...
Well, I assume that brain cell was 3/4 mine, and you had that 25% all to yourself.
As Miranda has made clear, join us next week or go back to our previous episodes to keep you quenched for the next 7 days. I'm Julia.
And I'm Miranda. Thanks for listening to us.
Put the P in raspberry. Miranda, you were like really behind on that. That was weird.
I wasn't behind.
You were, Miss 3/4 brain cell. You absolutely were.
Okay, well, you just talk fast, and I was taking my time.
Leos are always taking their time, and it's like, for what? Exactly, for what?
It sounded good. Our audience loved it. It sounded good.
And you know what?